Day one of the G20 summit has sparked a lot of reaction online this week. In anticipation of today's gathering of world leaders, including President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin and German Chancellor Angela Merkel, political pundits, experts, and even normal people took to social media in large numbers. Twitter and Facebook feeds were also filled with images of protests outside the meeting. Femi Okey is the host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. She joins us from Washington for a deeper dive into social media surrounding this event. Hi, Femi.
Hello there. I'm going to talk about even normal people sometimes.
Even normal people as well. We saw many tweets about serious G20 issues, some that were more lighthearted. But one concept that's caught on is this idea of a G0 summit. What is that?
Well, that came from Ian Bremmer. Ian Bremmer is a political scientist. He's a professor at NYU. He's also president of the political group Eurasia Group. And he said this isn't a G20 summit. This is a G0 summit. What did he mean by that? Well, he said there's so much uncertainty about all of these world leaders coming together. Who can be trusted on big issues? Where is the US right now as a major player? Is it still a major player as a country? Who is the leader of the Western world? These new working relationships, this makes it a G0 summit rather than a G20 summit.
There have been a number of protests in Europe throughout the week. Women in Poland dressed up as characters from The Handmaid's Tale to protest Donald Trump's visit to that country. He had just left there yesterday. Tell us more about that protest, especially for people who aren't familiar with the Margaret Atwood book.
It's based on the plot of the book, where the women in the book have very few rights. They are there as wombs for rent to be used by the elite. They don't have control of their fertility. They don't have a say in what they do, when they do it, how they do it. So it's a dystopian society where women's rights are right at the bottom of society's concerns. So in this protest that happened in Poland, Warsaw, Poland, remember that President Trump was speaking there just this week, the protesters were dressed in very distinct handmaidens, red outfits with white hats on their heads. They ripped up their hats and had a number of signs, which were basically anti-Trump signs. They were talking about sexism, racism and homophobia. Very eye-catching, got a lot of play on social media because of the very bright and memorable pictures.
Yes, there was a protest in Hamburg where the G20 is meeting that was inspired by television program.
Called The Walking Dead, also a very well-known comic as well. During the week, zombies would be popping up through Hamburg. This is protest art. Very eerie. These zombies are quiet. They are covered in grey paint. Their outfits are very grey.
Zombies are never very attractive or alluring.
Yes, nobody could be an attractive zombie.
That's right.
Almost nobody. And they're walking through Hamburg day after day after day before the G20 leaders arrive. The point of this protest art was to say, we don't have a political voice. You don't have a political voice. But a single person can actually change the way society develops. It only takes one person. It could be an individual that changes it. And at the end of this protest art performance, one person took off their grey outfit and then they were there in bright colours. That is the one person, that one person that can make change.
This is not to say that all the protests were targeted toward President Trump.
No, not at all. It's the concept of capitalism and leaders, and it's been a very big part of the G20 summit over the years. The idea that it's a place where you can congregate and protest the big world leaders and bring your issues to them.
And how are the protesters of all stripes taking advantage of social media? What are you seeing and hearing?
It is the global platform right now. There's so many ways to actually get your story over. There's Facebook, there's Snapchat, Twitter, of course. There's one tweet that actually really stood out for me, and that was from FLOTUS, from Melania Trump. And she says, she tweeted today, "Thinking of those hurt in Hamburg protests, hope everyone stays safe." She was not even able to get out of the place where she was staying. And instead of going around Hamburg, people came to her and gave her a presentation. So she was caught up in the protests as well.
I want to talk about the meeting between Trump and Vladimir Putin today. How did the online world react, or how has it reacted so far to that meeting, for what we know about it?
There's a little comment that I found. There's a little area backstage at G20. It's known as the retreat, where the members of the G20 can actually meet in relative private. But there was a camera there as well. And the camera caught the handshake between President Trump and President Putin, not the official one, but the unofficial one. So they're seen leaning in, very warm, very cordial. They shake hands, and then President Trump pats President Putin on the back. Very cordial. This leaked out. And then the next official handshake you see is a little less cordial and more formal.
Are you saying that things are staged, Femi?
Would I say that? I am just sharing what I am seeing on Twitter.
Yes. Thank you very much. We appreciate whatever
welcome.
You see and whatever you say. Femi Okeh is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Lisa.